When George Bush was elected president in 1988, the Houston petroleum geologist Michael Halbuti planted a suggestion. "Mr. President-elect," he asked, "why don't you consider Texas A&M as the site of your presidential library?" Halbuti was an A&M graduate. His idea blossomed into the George Bush Presidential Library Center on the university's campus in College Station. It's the repository for Bush's presidential papers and memorabilia. It costs $82 million in public and private funds, and it's one of two presidential libraries in Texas and 12 in the nation. The center, built with Texas granite and limestone, includes the George Bush Library and Museum, a conference center, and a school of government and public affairs. They are linked by large outdoor plazas. The complex was designed by CRS Architects and HOK of Houston. The museum has an imposing entryway that leads to a soaring rotunda. It's a formal space with flamed and polished granite floors and walls and figured maple paneling framed in stainless steel. The rest of the museum is more relaxed. This contrast reflects a design solution that honors the Bush family's preference for the understated and the university's wish for a grand statement. First Lady Barbara Bush recommended replicating the president's office at Camp David instead of the Oval Office at the White House. It's the only public display of the presidential retreat where world leaders have met and charted history. The office includes Bush's furniture and books and personal items such as an historic painting of Kennebunkport, Maine, where the family has roots. The George Bush Presidential Library Center looks out on open pasture land and a wooded creek. That George and Barbara Bush chose Texas A&M for the library site is not their only tribute to the Lone Star State. They also have chosen a serene spot near the creek as their final resting place.